Sorry, I was just saying to my listeners that because you're from the Contemporary Dance Company, you represent the Roses, the Red and the Roses, in the sense that your new production, new retro, is a magnificent affair. Can you explain to my listeners what is expected, they can expect when they go and buy a ticket to come and see this new production?
Yes. So New Retro is a dance installation, a performance installation that will take place at the Australian Centre of Contemporary Art, which is a large gallery space in South Bank. And it's a long-form piece. It goes for about 3 hours, but audiences can arrive whenever they like and they can come and go during the performance. And it's created from 21 of my past dance works that I've made with the company, and I've selected excerpts from all of these dance works, just very short sections, and I've reassembled them into essentially a new work which takes place over those 3 hours.
Yeah, this is a really fascinating idea. I mean, you've had a very interesting and long dance history, haven't you? You, as a young dancer, you went off to New York. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that? Because this particular piece does meld past with the present and the future, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yes. Yes, I have had a very long dance history. And my early years from 1989 to 1996, I lived in New York, and that's where I began my choreographic career. And it was a really important time for me. It was a time when I did a lot of dancing for other companies that had different ideas to people I'd worked with in Australia. And I also began my own choreographic practice while I was there. So it was a really important time.
Now you talk about this particular event, performance, New Retro, as reveal. I mean, you found it confronting, and it revealed recurring themes and styles. For people who know little about dance, explain. This is the vocabulary of dance, isn't it? And emotion.
That's right. So I guess it was confronting because I think looking back, you don't always agree with your younger self as, you know, the artist that you were 20 years ago. And so I guess there was some aspects of my work that I was not so interested in anymore. But there were also, I think, things that I'd overlooked. I feel now that I'd overlooked, and that I'm really keen to sort of resurrect some sections of dancers which I feel resonate more strongly now, perhaps than they did then. So that's a really interesting thing that I've discovered in this whole process.
Having been interested in, as an observer of dance, there are style. When you talk about styles, there's fads, aren't there?
There's what, sorry?
Fads.
Yes, that's right. Yes, and yes, because I can see there were certain styles and techniques that myself and my contemporaries were very familiar with. You know, this kind of sequencing through the body, this sort of rippling through the body. We did a lot of dancing with very straight arms and straight legs. And our demeanour was really quite plain, so we didn't dance in a hugely expressive way. It was much more based around the movement and the movement vocabulary. Whereas dancing with some of the younger dancers, working with them today, I can see that the imprint in their body or the information in their body has changed. They've had different histories to what I had as a dancer. They've studied different dance techniques. You know, street dance is a huge influence on a lot of younger dancers, and which, you know, was just I wasn't aware of when I was a young dancer. So, but that's the whole idea of the work, is this kind of using this material to put, on the one hand, there's dancers that who perform the original roles in the, in these works, so they're these older, more experienced dancers, but then passing on to future generations, to the younger dancers.
Oh, it's fantastic. Now, because it's actually telling the story of your dance troupe, in fact, and your emotional and creative life, it's also telling us something about the space that it's actually choreographed for. Now, this is quite ambitious, you know, going into ACCA, an audience member will expect what? Because what about the soundscape, you know, that sort of stuff?
Yes, it's a good question. Well, the soundscape, for a start, it's constructed in a similar way to how I've constructed the choreography. So the composer, Jethro Woodward, has taken the sound scores from all of the 21 works that I've used as source material, and he's constructed this long 3-hour composition from fragments of all of those works combined. And as an audience member walks in, there is one huge gallery, and there'll be a large dance piece that just continues over the 3 hours. There's three other galleries. In one of those is some video screens, with 21 video screens arranged around the perimeter, with all of the original works playing at the same time. So that's like the archival room where the source material of the work exists. And then as they move into the next gallery, there's a dancer with a large projection on the wall, and they are learning the material in real time. So there's a shift from this archival material to seeing how that material has been brought into the body, or how the dancer has learnt that, because most of them have learnt this material from video. Some of them have been lucky enough to have the original dancers there to teach them. But it's a big part of our work, is watching video and being able to transcribe that onto our bodies. And then in the last room, there is a series of full-length female duets, which is one of the things that I noticed was a continuous throughout my practice as a choreographer, was this interest in this kind of duet form, where there's a kind of twinning, or a kind of almost like double identity of two dancers.
Wow. And what about the what? I mean, I noticed, I looked at the creative team, right, because there's you and you have your vision, but also if it's a moving feast and the people who are there to watch and appreciate can move around the different spaces, how does, say, the stage manager deal with it?
Good. That's a very good question. The stage manager will be roving as well, and will have to move between the different rooms. We have two stage managers on this show, and so the queuing between the rooms is quite tricky, and we haven't done our technical rehearsals yet, so there's a little bit to work out there. But essentially, the stage manager will be able to actually just walk up to dancers and cue them if they need to.
Oh, wow. And the lighting, so it's all very, very responsive.
Yes. And the lighting is more like a gallery lighting, but it does have a beautiful design where there's bars of light that create a kind of a ceiling down the space. So it's a kind of sits a little bit between the worlds of the art gallery and the theatre.
Yeah, because that just leads me to the next question, which is separation between the audience and the performers. Is there a what does that mean? Because this is important.
Yes. Well, the dancers will be much closer to the audience than they usually are, which is one of the reasons I really wanted to place it in a gallery, is just to be up closer to the dancers. And so they'll be moving around, and the audience can go where they like. They can stand back against the wall, or they can walk across the room. They can move wherever they wish to.
Oh, it's fantastic! What a great concept. You must be.
Thank you.
Yeah. This must have been a very exciting affair for you guys.
It's hugely exciting, and it includes so many of Melbourne's really talented and fabulous dancers and choreographers. So it's been a lovely moment to have all these artists come together. So yeah, it's a really big moment for us.
That's fantastic. So Saturday the 25th of March to Sunday the 2nd of April.
Yes.
It's a magnificent idea.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for talking to us this morning.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Yeah, it is. It's a magnificent concept. That was Lucy Guerin. She's the choreographer and director of Contemporary Dance Company, and it's her idea, that company, and it's been running for 21 years, and they've got this production called New Retro, and it's at ACCA, and as I said, Saturday the 25th of March to Sunday the 2nd of April. It sounds like something that you will experience once only in a lifetime, so buy your tickets.